Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is Sherm Global Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
You know, I've realized through the course of our explorations here on Sherm Global Radio that the world of HR is a lot more expansive than one might think, and there's more to it than meets the eye. And what I mean by this is that HR professionals can, and in some cases should, occupy spaces that you wouldn't think traditionally belong to the world of HR or come under this function's purview. And today's conversation indicates just that, and we're actually going to explore how HR and HR professionals can play a big role in the world of sustainability. Welcome to Sherm Global Radio, everybody. Ahalya here, bringing you interesting conversation. Now, you know, climate change is not really a distant future problem. As business organizations and workplaces face the impacts of climate change, human resource professionals have a unique opportunity to play a strategic role in driving climate change adaptation and sustainability practices. See, another place where HR can actually play a very productive role. The most critical effects of climate change are expected to be on ecosystems and biodiversity. And that's because rising temperatures, extreme weather events, and loss of biodiversity have far-reaching real-world consequences for both the environment and human health. HR professionals should familiarize themselves with the science behind climate change and the potential outcomes to effectively address the challenges and opportunities it presents. HR professionals need to understand and address these impacts. Think of it as some eye-opening extracurricular reading. Let me explain. The increased frequency of natural disasters like hurricanes, floods, and storms can affect employee health and productivity. Employees living in coastal areas or floodplains may experience personal losses or forced relocations, leading to high turnover rates and challenges in meeting customers' demands. Climate change can also cause supply and demand imbalance. It necessitates adaptations in working conditions, which can create imbalances between the supply and demand for skills, which is why HR professionals must be prepared to adapt hiring practices and develop strategies to retain employees after natural disasters. Because not doing so only exacerbates the issues with workforce mobility and location preferences. It can also affect business continuity. HR professionals play a crucial role in ensuring that these plans consider climate change-related risks and include provisions for additional resources, including human capital. Integrating sustainability into HR practices can actually help mitigate the issue. To drive climate change adaptation and sustainability practices, HR professionals must take a proactive approach and integrate sustainability into their core practices and policies. Yeah. With great power comes great responsibility, folks. So here are a few ways that you can actually make a difference. First would be to embed sustainability in your core values. So position sustainability as a central part of the organization's mission, values, and brand. Communicate the organization's commitment to sustainability through internal and external communications. With that messaging being so core to the brand of an organization, it's bound to leave its footprint on people's minds and get them to participate more actively as well. And speaking of participation, another way that can be very, very productive and prove useful to a company's sustainability practices are to actually create engagement with candidates. Now, during the recruitment process, engaging with candidates regarding their environmental passions and their alignment with the organization's sustainability goal can prove very worthy. So assess candidates' knowledge and experience in sustainability and their willingness to contribute to a carbon neutral workplace. The next method might seem a little out there, but again, might be worth a thought. Integrate sustainability into performance management. So revise the organization's key performance indicators to include specific measurable indicators related to sustainability. You can set performance goals and targets that align with the organization's sustainability objectives, gently nudging people to the direction of sustainability. Nothing like a bit of incentive, right? Providing training and education on sustainability is also equally important. And this can include workshops, webinars, and resources that promote awareness and provide practical tips for incorporating sustainability into daily work practices. And finally, another great way of facilitating sustainability practices would be to foster collaboration and knowledge sharing. Cross-departmental collaboration and knowledge sharing on sustainability initiatives can really take things up a notch when it comes to the quality of your sustainability practices. It can include establishing green teams or task forces to drive sustainability projects and sharing best practices across the organization. So people are always introduced to the new thing that they can do to drive sustainability within the company. Now, you know, when it comes to something like climate change and sustainability practices, like we said in the beginning, there are naysayers. It is something that people to this day, at this point in time, still debate, which is where challenges will come in. And there are a few broad areas under which these challenges can be better understood. The first would be lack of awareness and knowledge. So HR professionals themselves may lack knowledge and understanding of how to incorporate sustainability into HR practices effectively. So this can and should be addressed through training and education on sustainability issues. The second challenge that many of us have probably witnessed through our careers would be resistance to change. Implementing sustainable practices may require organizational changes and employee buy-in, right? Your workforce to be aligned with this goal. So resistance to change can hinder the adoption of sustainable initiatives, requiring effective change management strategies. And also balancing short-term and long-term priorities. HR professionals need to balance the immediate needs of the organization with long-term sustainability goals. And this requires strategic planning and collaboration with other departments. Something HR professionals need to be good at, isn't it? The collaboration between departments. But of course, I think we've spent the better half of this podcast discussing how a committed change in this direction can bring substantial benefits. But let's flesh them out a little bit more so we can get your buy-in as well. So first things first, talent attraction and retention. Yeah, words we all love to hear, especially us HR folks. So organizations that prioritize sustainability attract top-tier talent, particularly among younger generations who prioritize working for socially and environmentally conscious companies. You know, in fact, this reminds me of the discussion we had on an earlier podcast about workforces becoming increasingly purpose-driven. So that's some food for thought. Another benefit that will come your way is, of course, consumer trust and brand loyalty. Consumers are increasingly aware of sustainability issues and prefer to support brands that prioritize environmental responsibility. By incorporating sustainability into HR practices, organizations can build trust and loyalty among consumers. And guess what? Another benefit that may not strike you when you think of this conversation, financial resilience. Adopting sustainable practices can actually lead to long-term financial benefits, including cost savings from energy efficiency measures and avoidance of potential fines and reputational damage associated with non-compliance with sustainability regulations. No one likes a fine and everyone likes cost efficiency. So you see, there's plenty of reason to start thinking about your own role in sustainability practices and a sustainability culture at your organization as an HR professional. Because, you know, the impacts of climate change are becoming more and more evident, and HR professionals have a crucial role to play in driving climate change adaptation and implementing sustainability practices within organizations. We've discussed the key role that HR does play in many strategic opportunities within an organization, and this actually is one of those areas. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Sherm Global Radio, everybody. Ahalya here, leaving you with some food for thought. You know, this episode really hits home when it comes to that characteristic of the podcast on Sherm Global Radio, bringing unique intersections between the world of HR and everything else, really. Thanks for your time, and I'll catch you very soon. But in the meantime, stay safe and stay happy. Adios.
This is Sherm Global Radio, in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India, Inc.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.